Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Could I just have kept the last of my clothes on? Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me care, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Chelsea, I believe that when you dance, dance slowly, so can you see? Hello and welcome back to another edition of Marauders Baseball on MILB TV, Bally Live in the Marauders Radio Network. Voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny with you. Back home for the first time in 2 weeks at Lecom Park. The Marauders off a 6-6 two-week road trip stint in Dunedin and Tampa return home to face their first repeat opponent of the season and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Lakeland with an 11-16 record. They ride a 7-game losing streak into tonight's matchup here at Lecom Park after getting swept in a 6-game stretch in Clearwater this past week. The Marauders turn to Dominic Piracci, the left-hander, who's been the usual Tuesday starter this season. The Salve Regina D3 product with a 2.87 ERA, 1-0 record, got his first professional win a week ago today. 15 2/3 tossed, has struck out 18, walked 8. Opponents batting .290 against him. Piracci backed up with Plant Sharp behind the plate. Mojica at first, Romero and Termar Johnson up the middle. Rivas starts at third for the first time in 2023. The outfield grass goes Torero, Polanco, and Nadal left to right for the Baby Buccos. For Lakeland, Dominic Johnson, the center fielder, leads off, followed by Peyton Graham, the shortstop. Manuel Sequeira bats third and plays second. Carlos Pellegrin in left cleans it up. Rothenberg bats fifth. Jose De La Cruz sixth. Luke Gold, Moises Valero, and Seth Stevenson follow them 7, 8, and 9. Marauders in their home white uniforms for those of you listening in. Black Marauders across the chest, outlined in gold. They go with the black and gold caps with the skull and crossbones look. Lakeland and their visiting Blues. First pitch of the ballgame from Piracci. Fastball misses, low and in. We're underway at 6:34 local. Sunny skies here in the friendly city. Wind blowing stiffly out to right field. Piracci's 1-0. Fastball misses way inside. Gets away to the backstop. 2 balls and no strikes to Johnson. 241 hitter. 2 home runs, 10 RBI for the right-handed man in the batter's box. Home plate umpire Connor Crowell, Justin Hopkins on the bases. 2-0 from Piracci's waved at and missed for strike one. 2 balls and a strike to Johnson. Piracci fires the 2-1. Fastball misses up and away. 3 balls and a strike. Reminder that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday matchups all done with the automatic balls and strike system. Robot umps, as it's less formally known. Piracci's 3-1. Hit high and deep to right center field, racing back towards the warning track is Torero. He's called off, though, by Polanco, who makes a one-handed squeeze, backpedaling into the wall for the first out. I think just getting a little bit under that one was Dominic Johnson. He got a lot of it, but not enough to park it out on the boardwalk in left field. First offering to the next man up, Peyton Graham's a breaking ball that catches the up and in corner for strike one. Piracci out of the windup, steps and fires the 0-1 home to Graham. Breaking ball beautifully located, back foot, low and in corner, taken for strike two. Graham, a .185 the average for the right-handed hitter, the 0-2 to him. Lined into center field, Polanco will charge onto it and watch it drop in front of him, a one-out single for Peyton Graham. The first hit of the ball game puts a man on for the Flying Tigers. Looked like he got jammed by a high and tight heater from Piracci. Did well to drive it out to right center field, took it the other way, even coming up and in on the hands. Tough thing to do. Sequeira in the batter's box now. First pitch misses into him. Sequeira with a .279 average. 2 home runs, 14 RBI for the middle infielder of Lakeland. Rivas at third, playing about 2 feet behind the bag. Piracci's 1-0. Fastball bounced to third. Skips 5 or 6 feet. Foul, though, for strike one to even up the count. Man, it is good to be home. 12 days away, games away from Lecom Park. Piracci's 1-1. Swing and a miss, but it goes off the glove of Plant Sharp to the backstop. Advancing to second is Graham. Imagine that scored a passed ball there against Plant Sharp. Rare to see him let one bounce past him like that. He'd rather bounce off his glove and go past him. As Planchian Paracci talk on the mound. Now you have to figure in a situation like that, just getting crossed up on the signs was the issue. Runner on second. Ball and two strikes with one away to Manuel Sequeira. Paracci with the ball resting behind his back. Longer pause this time. Now comes set. The 1-2 home from the Marauders left-hander. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Paracci elevates the fastball and sets down Sequeira for the second out of the top of the first. Strikeout number 19 of the season for Paracci. Brings in the cleanup man, Carlos Pellegrin. 250 average, no homers, 4 RBI for the right-handed hitter. Paracci's first pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautiful curveball. About a ball width below the strike zone. Very competitive. 0-0. Deuce from the left-hander. Graham with good speed leads off second. Romero feints a tag. Rather a hold of the runner. 0-1 pitch. Hit hard towards third. Down to his knee to field it as Rivas. He's up to his feet. And a strong foot of first is in time to get Pellegrin to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a man stranded in the top of the first for Lakeland. When we come back, Torero, Johnson, and Alasco lead things off for Bradenton on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Lecom Park. The Bradenton Barba Negras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barba Negras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network and MILB-TV, Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you as we go to the home half of the first here at Lecom Park. Nothing the score after half an inning played. Marauders with Torero leading off, Tamar Johnson bats second, Nolasco third, Polanco cleans it up. Mojica bats fifth, Davies Nadal sixth, Rivas Romero and Planchart 7-8 and 9 for the Baby Bucks. The starter tonight for the Lakeland Flying Tigers is a treat for anybody tuning in. The left-handed Seth Gunther making his first competitive outing since 2023. Lefty spent 2023 with the Miami Marlins at the major league level. Had a plus 9 ERA. Tossed just under 20 innings for the Marlins in that season. Faces Torero leading off. First pitch sharply grounded toward short. Graham charges onto it, scoops it up. Throw to first is high and would not have been in time regardless to get Torero. A leadoff single in the infield for Emmanuel Torero. And that 318 average is only going to keep rising for him. That's been a consistent thing we've seen out of Emmanuel Torero this year. Guy that hits for power, he can go to the gaps, he can pull one down the line. He's tied for the team lead in triples. He's second in doubles, second in home runs with two on the season. Always valuable to have a player that can lay one down as easily as he can put one in the gap. Brings up Tamar Johnson. Takes a strike on the outer half count, 0-1. Tamar was last in the lineup on Saturday, was ejected in the middle innings of that game. 154 the average for the Pirates' number one prospect. He takes, well located, down the heart of the plate for strike two. Torero with good speed on first, and Manuel has stolen 7 bases this season, second on the team with that tally. See him taking his lead. The 0-2, Tomar takes an eye-level fastball, comfortable take, and the count a ball and 2 strikes now. Marauders 5 games off Clearwater, who lead the Florida State League West Division. Time is called by Tomar. He steps out. Clearwater have been untouchable these past 2 weeks of baseball. 13 straight wins for him. Ball and 2 strikes, pitch to Tomar. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets him out in front. Strike 3 and out number 1. These Marauders players getting a taste of major league pitching here tonight. Gunther in those 20 and a third innings with the Miami Marlins in 2021. Struck out 15, walked 10. First pitch to Rodolfo Nolasco is a fastball that misses just a bit outside for ball 1. Nolasco with a .289 average, a home run, and 9 RBI this season. Next pitch, an elevated fastball fouled off to the backstop for strike 1 to even things up. Nolasco, in just 11 games with Bradenton, has collected 7 doubles, a home run, that one homer being an inside the Parker last week in Tampa. The 1-1, fastball at the knees, called for strike 2. Sean Gunther, the major league lefty, on rehab with Lakeland, sets his 1-2. Taking off for second is Torero. Fastball misses up and away. Torero's swim moves the tag. He's into second safely. What a move by Emmanuel Torero. Channels his inner Javier Baez to get around the tag and pick up stolen base number 8 of the season and put himself into scoring position here for Nolasco. Ball way up and out on the pitch. So 2-2 the count to Nolasco. RBI chance now for the Marauders' 3-spot hitter. Gunther leaning over as he looks in for the sign. Now comes set. The 2-2. Nolasco takes. Slider misses well above the letters, and the count goes full. Full count, 1 away, Torero on second. No score between the Marauders and Tigers. Gunther set, checks Torero. Full count pitch. Lined over the head of the reaching grab of the shortstop, Sakarin, into right center field. Torero was halfway home when the stop sign put on. Now Nolasco caught up in a pickle. He goes back to first safely. Torero back to third safely. He had to dive to the ground to try and stop himself from wheeling all the way towards home plate. We've seen that a lot this season from Gustavo Amaña. A lot of late stop signs put on, and Marauder base runners having to throw the brakes on, heading around third. Regardless, men on the corners now for the hot bat of Shaleen Polanco. Batting just .182 this season, but in the series with the Tarpons, collected 3 multi-run homers, 8 RBI. Double mixed in there as well. He's playing some of his best baseball offensively right now. Takes a big cut and a miss at a changeup low in the zone for strike 1. Polanco leads the team with those 3 home runs, 10 RBI for him. Nolasco leads off first, Torero on third. Next pitch, rolled to the right side of the infield. This will be a tough play. Scoring easily is Polanco, or rather Torero. Polanco out at first. Advancing to second is Nolasco, but it's an RBI ground out for Shaleen Polanco, and the Marauders take a 1-0 lead in the first. And it puts a smile on my face. That's something we've seen way, way, way too many times this season, with the Marauders having a runner on second or third with less than 2 outs and striking out, popping out in the infield, going down looking, whatever it might be. And Shaleen does what he needed to do there. He put a ball in play, and good things happen. A run comes across, and it brings Mojica to the plate with a chance for a 2-out RBI hit. He pops the first one, foul and out of play, back behind the press box for strike 1. RBI 11 of the season for Polanco. No balls and a strike to Mojica, .258 hitter with 2 home runs and 10 RBI this year. Gunther with a longer pause as he comes set. 0-1. Mojica takes fastball right over the heart of the plate for strike 2. Gunther looking in, trying to end this one-run scoring bottom of the first for Bradenton. Lefty checks Nolasco the pitch. Bounce back towards the mound, fielded by Gunther. Lefty turns and throws to the bag, and plenty of time to set down Mojica and end the inning. Marauders, though, pick up a run off a pair of hits. No errors and one man left. We're through an inning at Leacom Park. Marauders 1 and the Flying Tigers nothing. We'll be right back on Bally Live, MILB TV, and your Bradenton Marauders radio network. Back here for the top of the second on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Durs, with you. With Bradenton off to a solid 1-0 start to this first inning of play. Parachi picked up a punch out in the first, facing Mike Rothenberg leading off. First pitch fastball, check swing. No, says the home plate umpire. Field umpire says, yes, he did, and I agree for strike one. Rothenberg nearly spun himself to the ground with that swing. 0-1. Breaking ball misses low, but called a strike on ABS. We'll take it. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Batter Rothenberg steps out, adjusts the batting gloves, batting .238 this season. Has three home runs, 15 RBI. Had a homer against the Marauders up at Joker Merchant the last time these met. The 0-2. Fouled off of Rothenberg's leg in the batter's box. He earns himself one more. Marauders 5 games above 500, but 5 games back off Clearwater. 0-2 in the dirt, well blocked by Planchart for ball one. And you expect a team that's 5 games above 500, only 27 games into the season, to be a heck of a lot closer to first place than that. The 1-2, fastball at the knees, called. Strike three, can I help you? Nah, he's just looking, and there's one away. Parachi's second strikeout in five batters' face brings up Jose De La Cruz. Has made 2 appearances in games this season, 4 for 4 in those at-bats. He's come around to score runs, been caught stealing once on the base paths. First pitch. Breaking ball popped up, right side of the infield and foul ground. Planchart chases after it. That one will get out of play into the third row of seats for strike one. Talk about the catcher position in Planchart. Got to talk about Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry, who after a few years here with Bradenton was called up this morning to Greensboro. 0-1. Swing and a miss, fastball blown by the barrel of De La Cruz for strike two. Parachi really hammering that top of the zone with the fastball early in the outing here. But Wyatt called up to Greensboro. Him and Tres Gonzalez reunited. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. 3 pitches, 3 swings and misses. And strikeout number 3 of the game and out number 2 here in the top of the second for Parachi. Brings up Luke Gold, top 30 prospect for the Tigers organization. Batting just .167 with a homer and 3 RBI this year. He gets caught up and in on the Evo Shield by a high fastball from Parachi. He'll take the HBP 90 feet down to first to give Lakeland a two-out base runner in the top of the second. Brings in Moises Valero, batting a solid 255 with four RBI this year. Notable absence this series is Andrew Jenkins of Lakeland. First pitch to Valero, breaking ball misses inside from Paracci, ball one. Jenkins, a big miss too for the Tigers, 324 average for him. 1-0. Check swing at a breaking ball, home plate umpire says Valero went around, he nods at the call. A strike in the count, 1-1. Lakeland do have action in their bullpen. Cole Patton getting loose. Probably trying to limit the pitch count for the rehab starter, Sean Gunther. 1-1, two away, man on first. Paracci fires a pickoff throw there, jogging back to the bag safely with plenty of time as the runner goal. Mojica does not even need to try and apply the tag. Good check of the runner, though. Rodgers have been relatively successful with pickoff moves as the runner takes off and Planchart bobbles the ball on the exchange. So into second safely with what looked like it would have been a close play is the runner Gold with a stolen base. Gold's first stolen base of the season. Puts himself in a scoring position. Now manager Andrew Graham discussing something briefly with home plate umpire Connor Crowell. It was a ball on the pitch, 2-1 the count to Valero. Paracci comes set just above the belt, the neutral offering. Breaking ball with a massive swing and a miss from Valero for strike two. Paracci's been able to live with that 6-inch distance below the bottom of the strike zone with the breaking ball. Not high enough to piece up and just low enough to swing and miss at. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Three punch outs in the top of the second for Dominic Paracci. He's got four through the first two innings as we go to the bottom of the second. The Marauders one, the Tigers nothing to score, and we come back on Bally Live, MILB TV, and your Bradenton Marauders radio network.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Live, and welcome into the booth for the first time in over 2 weeks. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you. Lakeland will remove Sean Gunther, the MLB rehabber, from the game, and they opt to go with Cole Patton, the right-hander. He will face Davies Nadal to start this inning. Davies with a 172 average, batting from the left side. Takes the first pitch fastball, inner half for strike one. Patton usually making a starting appearance, but I assume this will be a quasi-start for him. 0-1. Davies lays down a bunt third base side, but it rolls a few feet foul for strike two. Patton this season has a 1-1 record, 4.05 ERA, and 13 and a third pitched. Has one blown save, four walks to 10 strikeouts. He's given up a home run 14 hits and 6 earnings. Across those 13 and a third pitch. Nadal digs back in after a brief pause. Patton set, the righty. Rocks and fires the 0-2 home. Misses way upstairs with a fastball. Comfortable take for Nadal. It's ball one. So Gunther's outing ends with an inning pitched, an earned run allowed, 2 hits, and a punch out. The Tigers ready. Gunther rocks home the 1-2 pitch to Nadal. He takes fastball out in the count even. We'll be keeping an eye all night on the matchup between Lakeland and Dunedin. 2-2 pitch to Nadal. Takes fastball, misses up and out again. And the count full. Patton did well to get ahead 0-2 quickly. Nadal called time and has since seen 3 relatively uncompetitive fastball offerings. Here's the 3-2 now. Fouled off to the backstop. Dave East goes after a high heater at 94 miles per hour. Crashes in the protective screening behind home. He'll stay alive for another 7th pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Patton set, infield shifted towards the first base side. 3-2 again. Swing and miss, strike 3. Patton says, come get it. Gives Nadal one right down the heart of the plate. He misses it for out number 1. Brings up the Marauders' 3rd baseman. First time we've said that before Javier Rivas is introduced. Has been a lights-out performer defensively. Average only at 193 offensively, though. But second on the team with 14 RBI has come up in some big spots. Takes a slider in the dirt for ball one. Consistent low point offensively for Rivas has been his strikeout numbers. He struck out 41 times in 88 at-bats this season. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses way up and in. Backs up on Patton. 2 balls and no strikes to Rivas in the 7 spot. Great work from Sean Hunt. Pinch hitting with the camera down there at field level today. 2-0 pitch. Fastball hit hard up the middle. That one will scream into center field. Rivas with a 1-out single takes a wide turnaround first and holds up there. Welcome back to the hit column. Javier Rivas in a loud one at that. 104.5 miles per hour. Off the bat of the Marauders infielder. Brings up Ryber Romero. Batting 100 this season. No homers and an RBI for him. This being his 13th game he's appeared in this campaign. Infield in, expecting the bunt from Romero. Takes a first pitch swing and a broken bat. Patton to second for one. Relay to first in time. 1-4-3, the double play, and that ends the inning. Marauders get no runs off one hit, no errors, and strand nobody after the twin kill wipes the bases clean. We go to the third here at Lecom Park, 1-0 Bradenton the score, and we come back on all 3 of our streaming platforms here tonight.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Bally Live and MILB TV, the voice here. Your Bradenton Marauders, Ben Picorni with you as we go to the top of the third here at Lecom Park. Bradenton up 1-0 thanks to a first inning RBI from Shaleen Polanco. Paracci out for another inning on the hill, first offering. Fastball swung at and missed from Seth Stevenson for strike one. Tigers 9 spot hitter batting 207 this season, 6 RBI. Austin, Texas native, 0-1. Breaking ball grooved right down the middle. Stevenson watches it for a called strike. It's 0-2. Paracci has punched out four of the first eight men he's faced, trying to do it again here. The 0-2. Fouled off first base side. That one will float into the seats for a spoil away from Stevenson to stay alive. Count holds it 0-2. Paracci quickly comes home again. A high tomahawking swing, shoots one out into left field. Running back and making the play is Termar Johnson. Tracks that one down like Jerry Rice streaking down the sideline. Makes the over-the-shoulder grab for the first out. What a play by Termar Johnson. One away and we go back to the top of the Tiger order. And Dominic Johnson, he flied out to center all the way to the left center field warning track. In the first inning, takes a breaking ball. Well located at the knees for strike one. Paracci is looking incredibly sharp this evening. His 0-1. Breaking ball misses just a tad low. Taken by Johnson for a ball in the count 1-1. Paracci fires. Breaking ball misses about 6 inches inside for ball two. Talk about the solid starting pitching of guys like Paracci, Thomas Harrington. A couple others spotting in this season. 2-1. Flown into center. Charging in on it is Polanco. Davies Nadal will call him off, though. Steps up and makes a one-handed squeeze for the second out. But as I was mentioning, the starting pitching, but this defense for these Bradenton Marauders has been unbelievable this season. This team has nearly turned more double plays than all of minor league baseball as Peyton Graham takes a heater groove down the middle for strike one. Paracci's 0-1. Popped foul back towards the press box. It'll get over my spot here and down onto the concourse for strike two. 0-2. Two away, bases empty, Marauders up one. Paracci a wave and a miss away from three straight scoreless innings. It would pick up his fifth strikeout of the night, too. Lefty fires. Fouled off. Just catching a piece of the low deuce as Graham to stay alive, and we'll do the 0-2 again. Paracci rocks and fires the second 0-2 offering to Graham. Fastball spiked in the dirt. Comfortable take for Graham. Good block by Planchard. It's ball one. Marauders have turned an impressive amount of twin kills. The 1-2 flying into right center field. Davies Nadal races onto it and snares the sinking liner for the third out. Three up, three down in the top of the third. We go to the home half with the Marauders up 1-0. Paracci off to a hot start on the hill. We'll be right back on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Bradenton Marauders radio network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on MILB TV, the Marauders Radio Network, and Bally Live. It's Ben Picorni with you in the bottom of the third inning here at Lecom Park. The Marauders leading the Flying Tigers 1-0 after 2.5 gone. And welcome in again. It's good to have everybody here. One of the things I appreciate so much about Lecom Park is you are right on top of home plate from this broadcast position. Felt like I was 2 miles away from the dish at Steinbrenner Field up in Tampa. Planchart leading off the inning. First pitch fastball misses low, 1-0. Planchy with a 175 average, 6 RBI. With his 12 hits this season, three of them doubles into the gap. 1-0 pitch just laid on a high fastball, fouls it off for strike one. And the Marauders tilt on Sunday in Tampa. Planchart picked up an RBI single that launched a two-out rally in the fourth inning of that one that saw the Marauders take the lead at the time. 1-1 pitch to Planchy. Shoots a fastball foul right field side, up and over the grandstand and down onto the concourse for strike two. Marauders with three hits in the game. Lakeland with one thus far. A first inning RBI, the decider, thanks to Charlene Polanco so far. The 1-2 to Planchart. Breaking ball bounces 3 or 4 feet in front of home plate, blocked down by the catcher Rothenberg. Comfortable take for Planchard. It's ball two. 2-2 the count to the 9-spot man. And Manuel Torreiro at the top of the order waits on deck. Patton set, the righty rocks and fires the 2-2 home. Planchy hits it high into right field. First baseman Valero under it. He's called off by the second baseman Sequeira, who falls down to the ground making the catch. Made it look harder than it had to be for the first out. Some confusion there between the right fielder Stevenson, the second baseman Sequeira, and the first baseman Valero. But the play made in the end for out number one. Top of the order and Torreiro up. Reached on an infield single to the left side of the diamond in the first inning. Came around to score on Polanco's RBI ground out. First pitch to him. Takes a late cut at a high fastball for strike one. Torreiro just kind of leaning on that back foot, trying to wait on the breaking ball, but fooled by the first pitch heater. 0-1. Takes a cut and a tip into the glove of the catcher, Rothenberg, at the low curveball for strike two. The 0-2 from Patton. Torreiro takes. Changeup misses well outside for ball one. Lakeland, offensively a pretty sturdy ball club, but as a team, pitching is where they've seen their effort fall short as the 1-2 pitch misses up and away. Not a comment on Patton, but as a team, a 5.48 ERA, ninth in the Florida State League with that number. They're last in batting average against hits allowed and runs allowed. The 2-2. Torreiro fouls it off his foot in the batter's box. He'll stay alive for another. The Marauders offensively were consistently up in the top half of the Florida State League, top three even through the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, but ran into some woes with the bat against the Blue Jays 2 weeks ago. Still third and on base percentage, first and walks drawn, the 2-2. Torreiro takes, fastball outside and the count full. This team with an unbelievable ability to pick up free bases. Full count with one away, Patton rocks and fires two and Manuel Torreiro. Fastball called, strike three on the outer corner. Torreiro goes down looking for the second out of the inning. We've seen that a lot this year from the Marauders. Going down looking. Brings up Terrar Johnson. He struck out in the first inning. 0-for-1 for the Pirates' number one overall prospect. Steps in from the left side. Third baseman Gold playing up on the grass. First pitch, Tamar takes a slider over the heart of the plate for strike one. Patton takes a pause in between this one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tamar out in front of a changeup for strike two. Patton trying to set down the Marauders in order. The righty's 0-2 with two away. Misses in the dirt. Good take by Johnson for ball one. Ball and two strikes to Tamar Johnson. Trying to bounce back here. The 1-2 in the dirt. Comfortable take once more. And the count even at a pair apiece. To the Marauder shortstop. He made a heck of a grab in the top half of this inning. Tracking a ball back into left field. Made an old over-the-shoulder squeeze. As Tamar calls time. With the pitcher Patton taking a little too long to bring the delivery home for his liking. Kind of the mind games that you see go into the pitch clock era. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second strike out of the inning. Ends the bottom half of the third. And Patton picks up his third punch out of the evening. After three at Lecom Park, Bradenton 1, Lakeland nothing. Our score. We'll be right back on Bally Live, MILB TV, and your Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as we go to the top of the fourth at Lecom Park. Bradenton leading the Flying Tigers of Lakeland 1-0 after the first third of the game gone by. Dominic Paracci out to start the fourth. He has picked up four Ks and given up just one hit in his first three innings on the hill. Facing Manuel Sequeira, who's 0-1 with a punch out in the game. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball for strike one from Paracci. Bounces in the dirt. But bites so well late there. 2,800, the RPM on it. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Goes right back to the curveball for strike two. If you're Paracci, do you dance with who brung you here? Go to another breaking ball and try to make it three deuces in the first out of the inning? Throw him off. We'll see. The 0-2 from Paracci. Breaking ball again, this time catching a piece of it and fouling it off is Sequeira. You'll see another 0-2 offering. Paracci shakes off a few signs from Planchart. Now rocks and fires again. High fastball, check, swing, appeal. No, says our field umpire Justin Hopkins. It's ball one. Sequeira digs back in. Paracci, the hands resting just above the belt, the 1-2 home. Misses inside with a slider, rather hits the batter. And after going ahead 0-2 quickly, Paracci strikes Sequeira. It's the second hit by pitch of the game, and this time puts a man on first with nobody out for the Tigers in the top of the fourth. Carlos Pellegrin up, 0-1 in the game. Rolled over to third to end the first inning in his previous trip. Sequeira, good speed, leads off first. High fastball misses to Pellegrin for ball one. Mojica keeping a close look on the runner. Prachi with a good pickoff move that direction if he opts to go for it. 1-0. Hard hit liner bouncing off the dirt and into left field. Back-to-back base runners on here to start the fourth for Lakeland. Pellegrin with the single to move Sequeira up to second. Give Mike Rothenberg a chance for an RBI. Rothenberg struck out looking in the second inning. Only backwards K of the outing for Paracci thus far, and he would love a punch out here to try and get him that crucial first out of the inning. Pitch. Breaking ball, inner half, well located and taken for strike one. Sequeira on second, Pellegrin the runner on first, both with good speed. Paracci's 0-1 pitch to Rothenberg. Shot down the first baseline, that one's going to roll deep into the right field side. Coming around to score is Sequeira. Heading for second is Rothenberg. He slows up, and the throw that would have got him by 10 feet is way offline. He pulls in there with an RBI double, and we're tied at one. Just went off the end of the bat. Mojica was shaded towards second base trying to play the right-handed hitter. Way late on the fastball is Rothenberg, but it paid off for him on this occasion. Now two in scoring position with still nobody out in the inning. Jose De La Cruz to the plate. Struck out on three pitches in the second inning. All swinging. Paracci's first pitch to him. Fastball misses up and in. Couldn't have been by much for ball one. Rothenberg on second. Pellegrin on third. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Low and away for strike one to even up the count. Paracci looking for an infield pop fly. A hard hit grounder to the corners. Something to prevent a runner from coming home. The 1-1. Check swing and a breaking ball. No appeal bothered by Planchard. It's ball two. See Rothenberg leading off second. Those chalk lines drawn in to prevent guys from shifting. 2-1 line down the right field side, but way foul and out of play for strike two. No better time than the present for Paracci to try and pick up his second strikeout of the evening. 2-2 the count to De La Cruz. Two men in scoring position for Lakeland here. Paracci comes set. The twos. Called strike three. Breaking ball at the knees. Freezes De La Cruz for out number one. And a big one at that for Paracci. His fifth strikeout of the outing. Brings up Luke Gold. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Now the infield comes in with one away in the inning for Bradenton. First pitch. Gold takes. Fastball inner half for a called strike. It's 0-1. Just catching a piece of the inside black of the plate was Paracci. Left-hander set above the belt. The one-strike delivery. Breaking ball fouled off. Chopping towards the Lakeland dugout for strike two. Paracci inching closer and closer to getting out of this jam. Had runners on second and third with one away. Looking for a swing and a miss for the second put out of the inning. Left-hander comes set. Two men in scoring position, the 0-2 to Gold. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball, shoulder high. Gold not happy at himself with offering at that one, and there's two away. Brings up Manuel, Moises Valero. Valero struck out in the second. Paracci's first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Low curveball for strike one. That has been the spot for Dominic Paracci all night. He's an out away from pitching out of this jam and keeping us tied at one. Lefty set. The pitch. Fouled off. First base side up and over the Marauder dugout. And down onto the concourse for strike two. Batter Valero steps out. Regrips some pine tar up near the barrel and digs in. Pellegrin on third, Rothenberg on second. 0-2-2 away the count to Moises Valero Paracci. And out away from squeaking himself out of this jam. The pitch. Cold strike three. Frozen like a tub of ice cream in the garage freezer. Paracci, after surrendering three base runners to start the inning, goes punch out, and another one to end the frame and keep this thing tied at one. Tigers do level it, but Paracci pitches us to the bottom of the fourth with a 1-1 scoreline when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you as we start things off in the bottom of the fourth now. 1-1 the score between the Flying Tigers and your Marauders. Hits at three apiece, scores at 1-1, no errors for either side. Who's going to be the first one to crack here as we approach the back half of this ball game? Nolasco in the box. First pitch heater at the knees, taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Nolasco singled in the first inning, 1-for-1 in the game. Average up above 300 on the live stats. A 1 pitch, breaking ball low, half-hearted check swing. Didn't think he went around, and the first base umpire, Justin Hopkins, agrees it's 1-1. One pitch, breaking ball hung down the middle. Nolasco watches it for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Patton's 1-2 pitch to Nolasco. Fastball misses just a bit outside. A ball in the count, 2-2 now. Wasn't that far off the outer half of the plate. Competitive 1-2 pitch. Now the 2-2 to Nolasco from Patton. Misses up and in with a heater. Check swing from Nolasco. Home plate umpire shaken off. Not sure what Rothenberg was asking for there. Maybe saying that it hit the bat and he caught it for strike three, but didn't appear to be the case. Full count. Pitch on the way. Misses inside. Nolasco draws a full count. 90-foot free pass to start the bottom of the fourth for the Marauders. First walk handed out by a pitcher from either side in the game tonight. Paracci with 7 strikeouts in his first 4 innings. For Bradenton, brings in Shaleen Polanco. He's 0-for-1 but collected an RBI in his previous trip to the plate. Pickoff throw to first. Nolasco caught way off the bag. He barely got back in time. Termar Johnson clapping in the Marauder dugout. Trying to wake him up, maybe. First pitch, Polanco squares to bunt. Goes after one way high and way outside. Misses it for strike one. First time we've really seen Shaleen Polanco trying to play a little small ball, though. Love to see it out of him. Nolasco leads off first, held on by Valero. 0-1 pitch. Blanco takes breaking ball in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher, Rothenberg, but not far enough to entice a dash towards second from Nolasco. Ball in the count, 1-1. Charlene Polanco digs back in, 26th-ranked prospect in the Pittsburgh Pirates system here in 2023. Rothenberg holding the glove up there, 1-1. Misses in the dirt again, bounces away from Rothenberg, but no advancement from Nolasco. A ball in the count, 2-1. Patton, in his first two innings, gave up a hit, struck out three. Forced Romero into a double play to end the second inning and get out of a bit of a pickle. The 2-1, fouled off by Polanco, took a home run swing and caught a piece of it down near the handle of the bat for strike two to even things up. 2-2 count with nobody out in the inning. 1-1 the score. See Nolasco there. Take a couple of steps off the bag at first now. The 2-2 from Patton. Fouled off first base side, rolling towards the Marauder dugout. We'll do the 2-2 offering again. This is what you like to see from Charlene Polanco in this at-bat. We saw it from Javier Rivas in the second. A lot more patience, a lot more willingness to fight off pitches to just stay alive rather than trying to hit everything 500 feet. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Polanco, fooled by a fastball down the middle, took a very, very late swing at it. Strike three and out number one. It's all about the process, though, in your plate appearances that makes the difference. Mojica up now, 0-for-1, grounded out to the mound back in the first inning. Batting 254 this season, but a solid OBP mark at 412. Pickoff throw to first, Nolasco barely gets back in time. Man, he is leaving it very, very close there over at first. Probably 2 inches more towards the second base bag with his leadoff, and he's not making it back in time. First pitch to Mojica from Patton, still awaiting it. The fire. Fastball misses low and away. Nolasco took a very dramatic and extended secondary lead there, maybe trying to get the timing up on Patton. Nolasco 1-for-1. Stolen base attempts. Next pitch, Mojica drives one to left center field. That one's slicing towards the center fielder, though. And Johnson makes the grab on the run for the second out. It's a usual slice you see on a line drive, always going away from the hitter, it feels like. Love it when a ball tails away from a center fielder into that gap, but that time hits straight to left center. But a nasty, nasty bite to it. Spun right back into the hands of Johnson for the second put away. Davies Nadala, pickoff throw to first from Patton. Nolasco back safely on his feet this time. Nadal 0-for-1 in the game, struck out in a 7-pitch battle in the first inning. Big lead for Nolasco. Pitch. Davies Nadal takes outer half fastball for strike one. Just mentioned it with Polanco at the plate. Yes, he struck out, but he worked a 6-pitch at bat. Nadal, another guy who's really struggled with situational hitting, doing the same thing in his last trip. 0-1. Calls of runner. But Nolasco does not go. Pitch is fouled off to the backstop. For a strike, it's 0-2. O-2 count with two away. 1-1 the score in the bottom of the fourth here between the Tigers and your Marauders. Patton with the pickoff throw to first. Nolasco called out this time. Casey Harms can't believe it, and Nolasco can't believe it. But that will end the inning. Score at 1-3 on the pickoff move, and we're heading to the fifth. It's tied at 1 when we come back.
I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl girl so got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this car. Sitting here wishing on a neon star. Hey, girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through.
Back here on Bally Live, MILB TV, and your Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as we start things off here in the top of the fifth inning. Dominic Piracci out to start another inning of work. He has allowed one earned run while striking out seven to this point, facing Seth Stevenson, the nine spot man, to start the frame. First pitch fastball misses inside, 1-0. Piracci with the pitch count was at an even 60 after four innings. His 1-0 fouled off the end of the bat of Stevenson, straight back for strike one. Pirates taking on the Rockies tonight at PNC Park. Broke a seven-game losing streak last night. The 1-1 from Piracci. Fouled off. Hit hard third base side. Bouncing off the low padded wall. And into left field. Terrero's going to retrieve that one. And I assume toss it to a fan down the line there and left. Nope. He's going to throw it to the third base coach, Andrew Graham, who deposits it in the Tigers' dugout. Little deke move from Emmanuel. 1-2 to Stevenson. Piracci hunting punch out number 8 of the night. Lefty fires home. Hit high and deep to left, but that one tailing way foul and out of play. We'll do the 1-2 again. Good swing, just couldn't keep it between the chalk lines. Piracci set. The rock step and the 1-2 again. Just bit low, the changeup, well thrown. Stevenson might have been fooled there, got away with the take. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back foot curveball for out number one in the top of the fifth. That's 8 strikeouts in 18 batters face for Dominic Piracci. Almost half the men that have come to the plate have been set down via the K by the left-hander. He's feeling something special tonight on the hill. Dominic Johnson representing the top of the order in the batter's box. Now 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts tonight. First pitch. Misses way up and in. He leans out of the way of a high heater at 89 on the gun for ball one. Up in Dunedin. Clearwater and the Blue Jays tied up at 3. The 1-0. Breaking ball stays upstairs. Doesn't bite down enough towards that strike zone for Piracci. It's ball two. Battle of Roger Dean Stadium over on the East Coast. Palm Beach and Jupiter playing in their shared ballpark against each other. 2-0. Fastball popped up. Back behind home plate. Planchart has a read on it. Running out of room, though. He shuffles and makes the squeeze at the top step of the dugout for the second out. It's one thing different about Lecom Park to a lot of the other spring training homes and major league teams that we've played at this year. Very limited on foul territory, being that it's the oldest minor league stadium in the country. Peyton Graham up, fouls it off to the backstop for strike one. Late on a high fastball. Graham 1-for-2 in the game, a single and a fly out to right for him. Next pitch, taken at the knees, a changeup for a strike, it's 0-2. Piracci trying to go 1-2-3 here in the top of the fifth. Swing and a miss would give him strikeout number 9 in the outing. Lefty set, the 0-2 with 2 away to Graham. This is inside, a fastball runs away from him for ball one. Couple hundred here at Lecom Park tonight. Great atmosphere on a Tuesday evening with the lights just starting to flicker on. Paracci with the 1-2 on its way. Just misses. Backdoor slider nearly kicked off the hinges. Planchart loved the spot. A ball, though, and will do the 2-2 now. Paracci working with a furious pace. He fires home. Breaking ball inside, just misses by a couple inches. Paracci was walking back to the dugout. And the count full now to Graham. Back-to-back extremely tight breaking balls from Paracci. Just missing that K-zone. Payoff now in the top of the fifth. Oh, man. Fastball that barely misses, too. And it's a walk for Graham to keep the inning alive. First walk surrendered by Paracci to the 20th batter he's faced tonight. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. He has struck out and was hit by a pitch. Came around to score the only run of the game last inning for Lakeland. First pitch. Fastball burned in there on the inner half. Taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Graham getting a quite aggressive lead over at the bag at first, all the way to the cut in the infield grass. He takes off. They got him picked off. Mojica throws to second, but Graham's in there. Paracci had him picked off. Mojica just too slow to transfer and throw. Give a stolen base to Graham. He shoots himself into scoring position now. 0-1 the count with two away. Time to just try and lock in and put Sequeira away here to end the inning. Paracci checks second, the 0-1. Fastball misses up and in, not by much, to even up the count at 1-1. Paracci shakes off a few signs, now comes set. See Termar Johnson there playing back towards the grass. 1-1 breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Comfortable take for ball 2 for Sequeira. Neutral count of 2-1 now. Two balls, a strike with two away. Go-ahead run on second for Lakeland here in the top of the fifth inning. Paracci checks and fires. Breaking ball misses high. 3-1 now. Three balls and a strike with two away. Hitter-friendly count to Sequeira. Go-ahead run in scoring position for the Tigers. The pitch. Breaking ball, well-located inner half. Finds a nice home on the inner part of the plate for strike two and the count full. Back-to-back full-count at-bats worked by Tigers hitters. Leading off second is Peyton Graham. Paracci sent the payoff pitch in the top of the fifth. Called strike three! 9 strikeouts in 5 innings for Dominic Paracci. And we are tied at 1 halfway through the ballgame here tonight at Lecom. We'll be right back on Bally Live MILB TV and your Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecom Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We'll be right back. Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Live at Lecom Park. 1-1 the score as we step ourselves into the back half of this game here tonight. Bottom of the fifth, 1-1 the score. Davey Snedall leading it off. He was at the plate when Nolasco was picked off to end the bottom of the fourth. Takes a wild cut and a miss at a fastball for strike one. Patton with the one strike offering now. Nadal takes, breaking ball, drops off below the zone for ball one. Patton with 44 pitches so far in his outing through the first three innings. The 1-1. Nadal fouls it off his foot in the batter's box for strike two. And he's limping away gingerly from the batter's box now with his hands on his knees. Stretching out, trying to work off the pain from that one. Taking some time now. Adjust the batting gloves. Digging back in now. Great shot from her camera up top. Our great broadcast team all around here tonight. Getting back at it after 2 weeks away. The 1-2. Dahl spoils it to the backstop. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Some unintended bark in the park tonight. Got paws and claws coming later this month. That's actually Marauders closer Julian Bosnick's family at the ball game here this evening. As Nadal takes in the count 2-2. Bosnick's local to Tampa, so see them at almost every Marauders game this season. The 2-2. Nadal takes, breaking ball misses in the count full now. Dave East Nadal, risky guy to put on the base paths if you're going to walk him here. 7 stolen bases this season, tied for the team lead. The 3-2. Swing and a foul tip off the end of the bat. Nadal chased one in the dirt, but did well to get a piece of it to stay alive. Full count pitch, number 2 of the at-bat, 2 Nadal. Chops one towards first. Ball will bounce 2 or 3 feet. Foul, though, past the bag. Good play by Casey Harms. Marauders' first base coach to pick it up. Deposits it off to a young fan down the line there wearing a Pittsburgh Pirates hat. We'll do the 3-2 for a third time. Ninth pitch of the battle between Davey Snedall and Alex Patton. Check that, Cole. The pitch. Fouled off. Let's try 10. Nadal building one heck of a battle here. Talked about it last inning. For those of you that were listening in, just a whole different approach for a lot of guys at the plate for the Marauders here tonight as you see a beautiful Southwest Florida sunshine. If you're tuning in with us. And Nadal takes ball four. What a freaking at-bat for Dave East Nadal. 10 pitches. Fouls off 4 two-strike offerings and earns the walk to start this inning. Brings up Javi Rivas. He's 1-for-1 in the game. Smoked one on the ground up the middle into center field back in the second inning. Puts the average back up above 200. Now you're going to get to see the speed on the bases of Dave East Nadal. 7 stolen this year. Has yet to be caught as he takes off on a pitch low. Throw down to second's not nearly in enough time. Safe there is Nadal. That'll be scored a wild pitch though. But now a man in scoring position with nobody away for Bradenton. 1-0 the count to Rivas. Patton with the pitch count up at 55 now. Nearly 20% of the pitches he's thrown in the game came in that last at-bat with Nadal. The 1-0. Rivas hits it sharply through the right side into the grass. Nadal is going to be sent to the plate. Ball bobbled in right by Stevenson. Stretching for a double is Rivas. He's in there around the tag. RBI hit for Javier Rivas, and the Marauders retake the lead. It's 2-1 Bradenton. This performance from guys in the bottom half of the order tonight for the Marauders has me fired up, and not because we just took the lead. Not only that, but guys like Javier Rivas, Davies Nadal, Shaleen Polanco, who were striking out in 3-4 pitch at-bats consistently in the first month of this season, are now working 5, 6, 7, 8 pitches deep into a pitcher's battle with them and getting rewarded for it as Romero takes a fastball up and in for strike one. RBI number 15 of the season for Javier Rivas. 0-1 the count to Romero. He rolled into a double play in his first trip in the second. Watches one bounce in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-1. Romero with the average at 0.97 this point in the season. Trying to find some offense of his own towards the bottom half of this lineup. Patton's set. The 1-1. Romero shows bunt, pulls back, pitches right down the middle for strike two. Give Rivas a single there. Say he advanced to second on the air and right by Stevenson when trying to pick it up off the grass. Patton set, ball and two strikes, the pitch to Ribeiro Romero. Swing and a miss, strike three, way late at the fastball for the first out. Thought that was strike three. And everyone confused about it, and now everyone's standing around. Home plate umpire doesn't seem to understand. And now signals three strikes in the first out. So I did have it right. Just a couple people down there didn't have it right. First pitch to Planchy. Takes a fastball outer half for strike one. Giovanni popped out to second. Back in the first inning. Rivas on second after his RBI single advancing there on the air. RBI chance for Planchard here. The 0-1 from Patton. Planchy grounds it up the middle into center field. That one jumped off the bat. Coming around to score, standing up is Rivas, rather sliding, but no play. Now Planchard caught in a rundown between first and second. He tries to hit the B button and pull off a spin move, but is tagged out in between first and second for the second out of the inning, giving him an RBI single, though, and it's 3-1 Marauders. .83 on the putout. But an RBI for Planchard and a two-run lead now for the Baby Buccos. Brings up the top of the order and Manuel Torero. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Fouls one off third base side. That one will bounce out onto 9th Street. Hopefully no cars in the way of that errant foul off. 0-1 the count to Torero. Single and a strikeout. Takes low. Fastball just misses off the bottom of the strike zone for ball one. Marauders with Elijah Birdsong getting loose in their bullpen. Lakeland with an arm up as well as Torero takes one that catches the slightest piece of the strike zone on the outer half in the count 1-2. 1-2, two away in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch to Torero. Takes. Cutter just misses up and away. A tight take, but a good one from Torero to even up the count at 2-2 with two away. Marauders with a pair of runs across here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1, Bradenton the score. Deuces wild offering to Torero. Takes, called, strike three. Second time tonight, Torero's gone down looking, and it ends the bottom of the fifth. But Bradenton pick up a pair of runs on RBI singles from Rivas and Planchard. We go to the sixth inning, with the Marauders leading 3-1 when we come back.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little
little bitty house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown, it'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books, it all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's alright to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around.
Back here for the top of the sixth on the Marauder Radio Network, Bradenton leading the Lakeland Flying Tigers 3-1 after five innings gone. And after a solid start for Paracci, the Marauders turn to the bullpen and they hand the ball off to Elijah Birdsong, the right-hander from Benicia, California, with a 1.8 ERA and 10 pitch this season, facing Carlos Pellegrin to lead off the inning. Sinker misses low for ball one. Birdsong has struck out 10, walked 7, getting up 2 earned and allowed 7 hits, 2 holds to his name this season. The Reddies 1-0. Pellegrin with a broken bat pop-up towards short. Termar backs up into the grass and makes the routine grab for the first out. Just got to take a second to appreciate the outing for Dominic Paracci. He is in line for the win. He went 5 innings, gave up 3 hits, allowed 1 earned run, walked 1, and struck out 9. Faced 21 men and struck out 9 of them. Rothenberg up, takes low for ball 1. He's 1-for-2 in the game, an RBI double and a looking strikeout for him. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Rothenberg goes after one well below the strike zone to even up the count. Birdsong's forte, sinker, slider, low in the zone, induce ground balls and gets swings and misses when he can. His 1-1 misses just a bit outside. Planchy tried to frame it, but you can't fool the computer. And the count 2-1 now. Two-one neutral offering to Rothenberg. Takes inner half sinker, called a strike in the count. Even at a pair apiece to the Lakeland Flying Tigers catcher. He opts to call time and step out. 2-2 the count to Rothenberg. Birdsong trying to pick up where Paracci left off and hunt a K here. Righty with the hands at the belt. Even offering home. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Change up low and away. Rothenberg way out in front, and he'll have to take the walk back to the dugout. He's the second out of the inning. Strikeout number 11 on the season, number 1 of the night for Birdsong. Brings up Jose De La Cruz. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts, 1 swinging and 1 looking. A 2-time victim of Dominic Paracci's good work on the mound. Bounces one towards third, charging hard as Rivas. He picks it up with the bare hand, throw from foul territory. Not in time, though. That would have been some kind of play from Javier Rivas if he was able to complete it. Ball bounced directly on top of home plate, just rolling a bit too slowly for the hard-charging third baseman to make the pick and complete the toss over to Mojica in time, give De La Cruz an infield single. And it keeps the inning alive here with 2-1, brings Luke Gold to the plate. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out tonight. Birdsong shakes off a few from Planchy. Now comes set after checking the runner. First offering to Gold. Sinker low and away. Called a strike, just barely catches a piece of that corner for strike 1. Good spot. Good delivery from Birdsong to get ahead in the count. Righty at the belt, the 0-1 home to Gold. With the man on first. taken just below the knees this time. A ball in the count, 1-1. But man, Elijah Birdsong is just living 2 to 3 inches off the lower part of that strike zone, whether it's in, out, or right over the bottom of it. Pickoff throw to first, good move, but back in time is De La Cruz with a face-first dive. Tons of families taking in a Tuesday night game here at Lecom Park. Things start to cool off in the later evening. Breaking ball, well located, up and in, taken by Gold for strike two. Plenty of fun promotions for anyone in the neighborhood this weekend. Women in Sports Night Friday, Star Wars on Saturday as Birdsong's 1-2 is flipped into center field, racing onto it and unable to get there is Charlene Polanco. That one touches down. It's back-to-back singles with two away in the top of the sixth to keep things going for the Flying Tigers here. Brings in Moises Valero. He has struck out swinging and looking tonight. Pair of men lead off the bags at first and second. Birdsong and a little spot of bother here in the top of the sixth. First pitch sinker. Just misses low, ball one. Great pitch. Valero doesn't bite at what was a very competitive offering from Birdsong. Righty checks second. One ball delivery to Valero. Lines it to right. Davies Nadaldo will shuffle to his right and make a routine shoulder high grab to end the inning. Tigers threaten with a pair of men, but they leave them on. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, Bradenton 3, Lakeland 1 the score when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discount.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Live for the bottom of the sixth at Lecom Park. The new arm on the mound for the Flying Tigers here is the right-hander Iker Hoosie. Hoosie, the right-hander from Caracas in Venezuela. Spent time at the Dominican Summer League last year. Did not pitch over in the States yet till this season. First pitch to Tamar is a broken bat flare towards second. High hop, fielded and thrown on to first by Graham for out number one. Scored 6-3 and one away quickly before we even got to the numbers on Wheezy. Has tossed 1 1/3 this season, striking out three of the five men he faced. Hit a batsman, did not allow a hit, and earned a hold for the Tigers. Now faces Rodolfo Nolasco, who's 1-for-1, a single and a walk for him. He's been huge in moving the line along offensively for the Marauders. He pops one up in the infield, but it'll travel back, foul and out of play. Thumping off the press box roof for strike one. Was getting to it last inning, but Friday night here at Leacom Park is Women in Sports Night, then Star Wars and Disability Awareness Night on Saturday. Fireworks to follow that one as a sharp liner off the bat in Alaska on the 0-1 pitch is fielded routinely, snared routinely rather, at second for the second out. An absolute shot off the bat of Nolasco. Put in the only spot on that side of the diamond that probably wouldn't earn him a base hit. Brings in Shalene Polanco. Is 0 for 2, though. Does have an RBI. First pitch laid on a high fastball for strike one. Fastball sitting around 95, 96 for Wheezy. Oh, 1. Shalene chops it towards first, backing up on it. The first baseman, Valero, he fields it and beats Polanco to the bag in time to end the inning. Marauders set down an order in the bottom of the sixth, and we go to the final three innings with Bradenton leading 3-1 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and your Marauders radio network.
Marauders fans, join us at Leacom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Here for the top of the seventh on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB-TV, and Bally Sports Live. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you as we go to the back third of this game. Bradenton leading Lakeland 3-1. Elijah Birdsong out to start his second inning on the hill. Facing Seth Stevenson in the nine spot. First pitch, nasty sinker. Swung on and missed for strike one. Forceful bite to that sinking heater from Birdsong at 91 on the gun. His 0-1 now. Bounce foul, third base side, rolling towards the Tiger dugout for strike two. Stevenson 0 for 2 in the game, popped out to short, and was struck out in the fifth inning. One of nine men that struck out facing Dominic Paracci in his five-inning outing. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, breaking ball over a meaty part of the plate. Just too nasty for Stevenson to handle. He's the first out in the top of the seventh. Strikeout number two for Birdsong. 11th time tonight. A Lakeland hitter has been struck out. Top of the order and Dominic Johnson up. He's 0 for 3, a fly out to center, a fly out to right, and a pop out to the catcher playing short and foul ground. Take, sinker, inner half, strike one. Birdsong moving with a fury on the hill. Going right after these Tigers hitters in this top of the seventh inning. 0-1. Slider fouled off. Strikes Johnson in the batter's box for strike two. Goes sinker in, slider away. Thinking Elijah might go change up here. He's gone with two pitches that kind of tail away from the batter. Might try to back foot one here with the change. We'll see. The 0-2. called strike three. Low and in, back foot, and there's two away, back-to-back three-pitch punch-outs for Birdsong to start off this seventh inning. Make it 12 strikeouts for Marauders pitching. Two-spot man Peyton Graham up. He has singled, flied out to right, and walked tonight. First pitch. Sinker down the middle, taken for strike one. Birdsong wasting no time. Righty at the belt, the 0-1 pitch. Oh, misses outside, and the immaculate inning bid comes to an end. Count goes 1-1. Didn't want to spoil it. The righty fires. Slider bounced towards third. That one will squeak past the bag in fair territory and roll down the left field line. Turning on the Jets and heading for second, pulling in, standing up with a two-out double is Peyton Graham to keep the inning alive. For the Tigers, he's had a heck of a game tonight. Has reached in three of his four plate appearances. It's the second time he's really kept this Tigers offense in the ballgame. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. He has struck out twice and been hit by a pitch. He's the only man to come around to score in Lakeland for the game when he came in on a Mike Rothenberg RBI double back in the fourth inning. Birdsong set, check of Graham. Now the pitch to Sequeira. Hard hit, ground ball, left side, charging onto it is Terrero. In the outfield, runner being sent to the plate. Throw from Terrero is in time! My goodness! Terrero cuts down Graham at the plate, an absolute cruise missile from the left fielder. Score at 9-2, and we are out of the top of the seventh. It is stretch time, and it's time for Emmanuel Terrero to stretch out those legs. What a toss from the left fielder. We go to the home seventh, 3-1 Marauders the score.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old. Crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Back here for the home seventh on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. With the Baby Buckos leading the Tigers 3-1. After some defensive miracle work by Terrero in left end of the top half of this inning. Mojica leads things off here for Bradenton. 0-2 in the game, a ground out and a smoke line out to center. First pitch to him. Breaking ball catches the inner half of the plate for strike one, taken. Righty set, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses away. Check swing for Mojica. No swing, says our field umpire, Justin Hopkins, and it's ball one. That's been the Achilles heel of Mojica this season. Swings and misses at breaking ball offerings. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside, taken for strike two in the count. 1-2 now. Right-hander set, a ball and two strikes. Pitch to Mojica. Breaking ball misses inside, trying to go to that front side. Deuce again was wheezy, but misses further in off the plate this time. The count 2-2. Four curveballs to Mojica. See what the fifth offering is. It's on its way. Fastball hit hard to first, eating up Valero, but he makes the play. knocks it down with the chest and steps on the bag to retire Mojica for out number one in the home seventh. Brings up Davies Nadal. He has walked and struck out. Walked to start a fifth inning. That saw two runs come around for Bradenton. Nadal was one of them. Third baseman Gold playing up on the grass as Nadal grounds one towards short. Scooped up by Graham. His strong throw to first is in time to get the speedy Nadal for a quick second out of the inning. Marauders with action. And their bullpen in right field. Miguel Fulgencio getting loose down there as Javi Rivas strides in. Javier 2-for-2 in the game. Pair of singles, one of them an RBI knock. That gave the Marauders the lead back in the fifth inning. First pitch to Rivas from Wheezy. Breaking ball misses up. Shoulder high, 1-0. Wheezy set. Ball and no strikes. Bases empty. Marauders up 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Fastball. Hammered in there at the knees for strike one. Had seen maybe two fastballs in the last 10 pitches from Wheezy. Really trying to hammer that breaking ball home. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Misses low. 2-1. For a guy with a 95-96 mile an hour heater, he does not go to it as much as one would expect. Good shot of Rivas in the batter's box. Now the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Rivas beaten by the fastball in the outer half for strike two to even things up. Wheezy trying to set the Marauders down in 1-2-3 fashion in back-to-back innings. But before then, Javier Rivas is going to step out, adjust the batting gloves. Saw that Javier had a pink bat delivered to him tonight. Probably going to break that out on Sunday's Mother's Day matchup this week. Wheezy set, deuces wild, 2-2-2 away the pitch to Rivas. Breaking ball, fly to right. Right fielder Stevenson finds it after battling with the light poles and makes the squeeze to end the inning. Iker Wheezy, the righty for Lakeland, sets down all six Marauders he faces in the sixth and seventh. We go to the eighth, 3-1 lead for the Marauders with two innings to play when we come back.
Join the Marauders at Lecon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecon Park this...
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, as we go to the top of the eighth and welcome Miguel Fulgencio to the mound for the Marauders. The left-hander made his first pro outing in the series with Tampa. Tossed an inning for Bradenton. On that occasion, did not allow a run, striking out two as his first pitch offering misses outside to Carlos Pellegrin for ball one. Pellegrin 1-for-3 in the game, ground out, single and a pop out for him. Pitch, fastball up and in, check swing, No swing, says our field umpire, and it's ball two. Fulgencio born in La Romana in the Dominican Republic, but grew up in the U.S. 2-0. Fouled off to the backstop for a strike. 2-1 the count. Fulgencio went to community college at Colby in Kansas. Went there to play football, mainly. A couple years later, finds himself in a professional baseball game. As his 2-1 slider misses inside. 3-1 the count to Pellegrin. Marauders protecting a 2-run lead, 6 outs away from snapping a back-to-back skid. 3-1. Hard hit grounder towards short. Termar scoops it up, steps and throw to first into the chest and glove of Mojica for out number one, a rocket off the bat. But Termar had it played perfectly for out number one. 103 off the barrel of Pellegrin for the first out. Brings up Mike Rothenberg. He is 1-for-3, an RBI double. 2 strikeouts for him. Catcher bats from the right side facing the left-hander. Fulgencio fires home as Rothenberg flies one out to center. Polanco misplayed it, now runs in and makes the grab for the second out. Took a few too many steps backwards, but you see Shaolin Polanco jogging back to his post with great speed, was able to charge in and make the grab on the run. Brings up Jose De La Cruz, has struck out twice and singled in the ballgame. Fulgencio trying to set him down in order. First pitch fastball hummed in there. Right down the heart of the plate for strike one. A one now. Misses inside with a fastball delivery, count even. Fulgencio needs a strikeout here to keep the streak of a strikeout per inning for Marauders pitchers alive. They've recorded a K in each of the first 7 as his slider misses just a bit inside in the count to a 2-1 mark to De La Cruz. Base is empty. 2-1, 2 away. Marauders up by a pair. Fulgencio set. Pitch on the way. Flied into center. Polanco racing in on it. He backs up now, makes the squeeze above his head. Got mixed up by that fly out to center, but makes the play in the end to end the inning. Down in order go the Tigers, and we go to the bottom of the 8th at Lecom Park. Marauders 3, Lakeland 1 the score, and we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun.
Back here for the bottom of the 8th on MILB-TV, Bally Sports Live in the Marauders Radio Network. I'm Ben Picorni with you. Welcome in to the booth here in the bottom of the 8th. It's been a back-and-forth affair. Tigers with the majority of the hits, but the Marauders cashing in when they needed to, and that's something this team really needed to improve upon from the performances in Tampa as Romero takes a back foot offering for ball one. New arm on the mound is Jose Diaz for Lakeland. the right-hander with an 8.22 ERA and 7 2/3 pitched. Next offering misses way inside to Romero, 2-0. Diaz, with opponents batting 280 against him, has struck out 5 and walked 8 this season. Giving up 4 earned runs and 9 hits. Next pitch, Romero pops it foul third base side. Rothenberg gives chase towards the dugout, but pulls up as that one smashes off the top of the concrete for strike number 1 and bounces into the hand of a fan who now will take home a souvenir. Marauders with action in their bullpen. It's closer Mike Walsh getting loose right now for Bradenton. Tied for the league lead with 4 saves this year. 2-1 pitch, Romero. Way late at the fastball, fouls it off for strike 2. Two two to Romero. 0-2 in the game. The pitch. Fly to left. That one will get out of play, though. Traveling over the netting and into the grandstand seating. We'll do the 2-2 again. Romero with the average just above .09 as he hits one sharply to second, backing up on it and fielding the hop well as Sequeira. His throw is offline but stretching at the bag. At first is Valero to squeeze it for the first out of the inning. Moves us to the ninth spot in Giovanni Planchart. Planchy 1-2 in the game. Had an RBI single his last time up in the fifth. That gave us our third run of the game for the Baby Buckos. Was caught in a pickle after trying to advance on a throw. Now backs out of the way of a high and tight breaking ball. Big miss from Diaz for ball 1. 1-0. Planchy takes fastball, well located on the outer half for a strike, and it's 1-1. Diaz fires again. Planchart lines one into center field. That one is sinking, but there to make the play is Johnson on the run. He was played shallowly. Made a good squeeze for the second out of the inning. But the pieces are there for Planchart. Seen him make the best contact he has all season here tonight. Brings us to the top of the order, and Manuel Torero singled in the first to keep his streak alive. Make it now 7 straight games, reaching base safely for him as he fouls off the first pitch for strike 1. But has gone down looking in his last 2 trips in this ballgame, 3rd and 5th inning. A 1 pitch, tries to lay down a bunt, but gets it foul for strike 2. Scooping it up and depositing it. It in the dugout is Luke Gold, the third baseman. 0-2, a 2-way. Torero opts to call time and step out. Little walk around the home plate area now, digs back in. 0-2, 2 away. Diaz, the righty for Lakeland, set above the belt. Pitch on the way. Misses inside. Torero spins out of the way of a high and tight fastball for ball 1. That one was not too far off from hitting him. The 1-2. Leaning out in front and fouling off a breaking ball out of play as Torero to earn himself another. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball out. Torero evens up the count. 2-2 with 2 away. Tamar Johnson waits on deck for Bradenton. Deuces wild. 6th pitch of the at-bat to Torero. Fights another one off foul and out of play. We'll do it again. 2-2 strike pitches. Spoiled away by Torero. Building a good at-bat here. Diaz set. 7th pitch on its way. Torero fouls it off again. We'll do an 8th pitch. That's 3-2 strike offerings now. That Torero has managed to stay and keep himself alive in. Diaz set. The 2-2 again. Fouled off again. How about a 4th 2-2 pitch to Torero coming here? 9th pitch of the at-bat. putting up a good fight at the dish right here, trying to earn himself on to keep this inning alive. Pitch. Ball in the dirt. Terrero takes and the count full. Pitch number 10 of the at-bat upcoming. Terrero has fought 4-2 strike pitches, foul to stay alive. Has worked it full. Diaz set. Payoff pitch in the bottom of the eighth. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Terrero beaten right down the middle to end the inning. Marauders go down in order for the third straight inning, and now it's time for Mike Walsh out of the bullpen for Bradenton, chasing save number 5 of the season and a series opening win for Bradenton when we come back. 3-1 Baby Bucks, the score. Back here for the top of the last on the Marauders Radio Network, Bally Sports Live and MILB TV. 3-1 Bradenton the score. Mike Walsh out of the bullpen for the Dirty Durs, looking for three outs to try and take the game one win. He has not allowed an earned run in 8 1/3 pitch, 11 strikeouts, 2 walks. The pitch fouled off first base side for strike one. Walsh with 4 saves and 4 opportunities this season. Facing 7, 8, and 9 for Lakeland, Luke Gold at the plate. He's 1-for-2 tonight, a single, a strikeout, and has been hit by a pitch. The 0-1. Fastball up and away, just misses. Couldn't have been by much for ball one. Walsh nods at the sign from Planchart. The 1-1 home from the right-hander. Hit high and deep to right, racing back to the track as Davies Nadal. He pulls up and makes the grab at the foul line. For the first out, Gold put an absolute charge into that one. Nadal shows off the speed and range, and the Marauders are 2 outs away from the win. It's a tough one to track for Davies Nadal in that corner there, as I'm sure you could see if you're watching at home. Big padded pole shoots straight up about 50 feet in the air. As Valero steps in, takes a fastball, low and away for ball one. Walsh has allowed just 9 base runners and 32 men face this season. 1-0. Fastball misses low and away. 2-0 now. Walsh, the Yale University righty, loves to work at a quick pace in the ninth inning. Got a huge punch out for the save in Tampa. His 2-0. Fastball blown by the swinging bat of Valero for strike one. Walsh said, come and get it. Fired a fastball over the heart of the plate. 2-1 with 2 away. The righty fires home. Breaking ball misses low and away. Throws the slider. but can't keep it close enough to draw a wave and a miss from Valero. It's 3-1 now. Walsh, after going to the rosin bank, comes set, big exhale. The righty's 3-1 home to Valero. Low and away, ball four. Fastball misses, and the tying run will come to the plate in the top of the ninth for the Tigers. Seth Stevenson in the batter's box, 9-spot man, is 0 for 3 tonight. Pop out to short, and a pair of strikeouts for him. Marauders, who lead all of single-A baseball with an impressive 36 double plays turned this season, have not rolled one tonight, and I couldn't think of a better time than the present. First pitch to Stevenson, though, misses way low and away for ball one. Walsh checks the runner on first, brings the hands together, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, well located, was the cutter from Walsh outside for strike one. Tailing away at 93 miles per hour. Valero leads off first. Conservative, few steps off the bag, held on by Mojica. Rivas hugging the line at third, playing even with the bag, 1-1. Flied into center, Polanco charging in on it. Ball is sinking, sinking, and dropping in. A one-out single brings the go-ahead run to the plate for the Tigers here in the top of the ninth. And we go to the top of the order for Lakeland. It's Dominic Johnson. He's 0 for 4 in the game, a flyout in the first, a flyout in the third. Popped out to the catcher, Planchart, and foul ground in the fifth, and struck out looking on three pitches in the seventh inning. Tying run on first for Lakeland. Walsh facing a little bit of trouble here in the top of the ninth, but no better guy on this team to try and work out of it here. First pitch. Fastball driven high and deep to right. That one going back, 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 and foul. Just missing a long ball. A bit short of the wall and a bit to the right is Johnson. It's a loud, long, and well-hit strike number one of the at-bat. Got a fastball up in the zone and tattooed it. Was late on it, though, and couldn't keep it within the painted lines. Now stepping off the mound is Walsh. Davies Nadal was tying his shoe in right field. Now ready to get back at it. Oh and one with one away. Valero on second. Stevenson the tying run on first. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. Planchart knocks it down on the backhand, though. And the runners will stay where they are. Ball in the dirt evens it up at 1-1. Fresh rock relayed to Walsh on the hill. Right-hander goes right back to the rosin bag. Walsh set, righty checks, Valero on second. Pitches line to right, that one's down for a hit. Valero being sent to the plate, heading to third as Stevenson throw to the plate from Nadal is over his head and offline. Advancing to second now is the runner Johnson. Stevenson will stay on third, a run scores, and the Marauders' lead has cut to just a lone tally here in the top of the ninth inning. Nadal let one eat from his spot in right field. And the back-to-back hits for Lakeland brings pitching coach Matt Ford out to the mound. Walsh has allowed a walk, a single, and a base hit. Another base hit, I should say. Here in the top of the ninth, tying run is on third with one away, and the go-ahead run on second. And the most consistent bat of the game for Lakeland and Peyton Graham coming to the plate here. He has singled, flied out, walked, and doubled in the game as 40 saunters back to the dugout. Alexander Mojica, the first baseman, will come up and play on the grass. Termar Johnson deep in the hole at shortstop. Rivas hugging the line at third. Graham in the batter's box. First pitch. Slider low and away misses from Walsh for ball one. 1-0, one away. Tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run on second for Lakeland. Pitch. Fastball at the knees. Called a strike, and it's 1-1. Good bounce back heater from Walsh. Righty leans in for the sign and comes set. 1-1, one away. Pitch. Line drive, left field. That one's down. Run will score. Terrero comes up throwing. Runner being held on third. But the tying run comes across the plate, and we're all square at three now in the ninth inning. Scoring is Stevenson Johnson held up on third, and Graham on first. Three straight hits. And we are tied in the ninth here at Leacomb Park. Manuel Sequeira in the batter's box. Two strikeouts and a single. Has also been hit by a pitch. 1-for-3 tonight. Walsh in trouble here in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch. Fastball line to right. Davies Nadal racing back on it. He makes the squeeze. Runner will tag. Throw home is not in time. Scoring is Graham, and the Tigers take the lead. It's 4-3 Lakeland. Two away, but the Tigers have put up three here in the top of the ninth, and the Marauders now trail by a run. Brings in Carlos Pellegrin. 1-for-4 in the game. Walsh trying to get himself out of the inning. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Leading off first is Peyton Graham. 0-1-2 Pellegrin from Mike Walsh. Will have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Graham dives back safe without a tag applied. Marauders will have 2-3-4 in the order in the bottom of the ninth. 0-1 with two away. Walsh checks. Graham comes set. Righty fires. Fastball drilled into center field. Shailene Polanco racing back. He makes the grab to save a run and end the inning. What a grab by Shailene Polanco. And by a matter of inches, he sends this thing to the bottom of the ninth. Lakeland get three. They lead 4-3. Marauders looking for a run with three outs to work with to try and keep this one alive when we come back.
Yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Marauders Radio Network. Bottom nine at Leacomb Park. 4-3 Lakeland the score. Tigers put up three in the top half of this inning. Marauders trying to roar back. They got 2-3-4 in the lineup, leading things off. Tamar Johnson, the Pirates' number one overall prospect. 0-for-3 tonight, a chance to make some magic happen here in the home half of the ninth inning for the Baby Buckos. First pitch to Termar. Fouls one off for strike one. Took a big cut. Cliver Perez is the left-hander on the mound now for Lakeland. 263 the ERA. Has struck out 10, walked 3. Opponents batting just 170 against him as Termar bounces one to right field. That one's rolling towards the wall. Termar turns on the Jets. He's heading for two. Might go for three, and he will stop up on second. A leadoff double for Termar Johnson. Welcome back to the hit column, Termar. He loves it. That's the best player in the Pirates farm system, giving his team a shot of life here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Tying run in scoring position with nobody away, and Rodolfo Nolasco into the batter's box. Quick mound chat between Rothenberg and Perez. Brings Nolasco up. He has singled, walked, and popped out to second tonight. Tying run on second for Bradenton. First pitch to Nolasco from Perez. Fastball down the middle, taken for strike one. Marauders just got to try and manufacture that run from second. Got to put a ball in play. Hopefully something on the ground on the right side if you're Nolasco. Perez is 0-1. Nolasco takes back foot, breaking ball misses inside. Termar Johnson will stay on second after a good block by Rothenberg. 1-1 count. Termar led off the inning with the double. Base hit would bring him home with his blazing speed from second. Perez set. Checks Termar. 1-1 pitch to Nolasco. Takes fastball down the middle for strike two. These are great pitches Nolasco's looking at here. Now down in the count. Cannot afford a strikeout. Got to put something in play to move Termar a sack fly away from scoring on third. The 1-2 pitch from Perez to Nolasco. Takes low a ball. Breaking ball drops off the table in the count 2-2. Seen Perez throw the fastball for a strike twice in this at-bat. Breaking ball is missed both times. See what he goes to. Lefty comes together. Checks Johnson. The 2-2 pitch to Nolasco. Takes low and in. A tight take. Pitch did not miss by much. And the count full now. Charlene Polanco waits on deck for Bradenton. Perez set. Checks Johnson. Full count offering. Misses inside, ball four. And the winning run on here in the ninth. Nolasco went down in the count. Made some very tight takes to earn his way on here and bring Charlene Polanco to the plate. He could end it with one swing of the bat. Polanco, who homered three times against the Tampa Tarpons this past week, could win it with one here. First and second, nobody out. Marauders down by a run in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch, Charlene squares to bunt. Fastball misses away in the count 1-0. Polanco has an RBI in the game. Grounded out in the first, but brought a run in to score. He's 0-3 in the game. Termar Johnson on second. Nolasco at first. Great speed for both of them. Perez set the 1-0 pitch to Charlene Polanco. Squares again, gets the bunt down in front of home plate and well placed. Rothenberg fields his throw to first, is high, but in time to get Polanco. Marauders dugout is furious with the call. Jonathan Johnson walks out of the top step, but doesn't even bother to argue this time. But Polanco does his job there, thought he might have beat it out. But regardless, a base hit would win it here. Great sacrifice bunt. Puts Termar Johnson the tying run 90 feet away on third. Infield comes in for Lakeland, and pitching coach of the Tigers, Nick Green, heads out to the mound. Mojica in the batter's box, 0-3 in the game. Green brings the infield around him. Mojica, another guy that if he gets into one, he could really unleash. Home plate umpire goes to break up the powwow on the hill. Jack concluded Green will jog off back to the dugout. Just need a ball in play, something on the ground, hit hard. Or not hit hard if you're Mojica. Have yet to see him attempt a bunt this season. But now would be at a good a time as any to try and bring Termar in to score. Tying run on third, winning run on second. One away in the bottom of the ninth, pitch to Mojica. Takes just below the zone, ball one. Davies Nadal waits on deck for the Marauders. See Jesus Castillo in the dugout with a helmet on now. Maybe a pinch hit opportunity for him. 1-0. Mojica takes hung breaking ball out over the heart of the plate for strike one to even up the count. Center fielder and right fielders playing very shallow for the Tigers. Infield up on the edge of the grass. Perez's 1-1 pitch to Mojica. Takes fastball down the middle for strike two. And now Mojica has got to get something into play here. Termar on third, Nolasco on second. Perez set the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses away and the count evens at 2-2. Every Marauder way up on the top step of the dugout. You see Termar Johnson on third. Anything that bobbles away from the catcher, he's got the speed to come home and score on. Perez set the 2-2 pitch to Mojica. Bounces one to third. Termar's going to come home. The throw there will beat him by a mile, and he's out for the second of the inning. High hopper, well fielded and thrown to the plate, and the Marauders down to their last chance with Davies Nadal into the batter's box. Jesus Castillo representing the winning run will pinch run at first for Mojica. Great scoring chance. Could slip by Bradenton here. Nolasco on third. Jesus Castillo pinch running for Mojica at first. Davies Nadal in the batter's box. Nadal with two homers this season, batting just 167 on the campaign. Base hit ties it. Home run wins it. Third baseman playing on the grass. First pitch. Nadal grounds one over the head of the first baseman. Scoring is Nolasco. Heading for third is Castillo. Nadal wants a double. He's in there with a feet first slide, and we're tied in the bottom of the ninth. Davies Nadal comes up in the clutch. 4-4 the score here at Lecom Park. Up to third is Castillo. Now the winning run 90 feet away for Bradenton. And moments ago, the Dunedin Blue Jays walking it off against Clearwater. Can the Marauders do the same here? Winning run 90 feet away, two outs in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth. Javi Rivas in the box. First pitch, fouls it off towards the Marauder dugout for strike one. Rivas, 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of singles and RBI. Jesus Castillo. The winning run on third for Bradenton. Perez sets the 0-1 pitch with 2-2 to Rivas. Hits one high and deep to right. That one will stay in the ballpark, though. Stevenson is under it, and he makes the play. We are heading for extras tonight at Lecom. Marauders get one in the bottom of the ninth to tie it at four. We got some free baseball here on a Tuesday evening. We go to the 10th, 4-4 the score when we come back.
Throw your hands in the air, lift your head up high. You know
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Sports Live for the top of the 10th inning at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni with you. Lakeland got three in the top of the ninth. The Marauders picked up one to keep this one alive with two away in the bottom half. We enter at 4-4 the score. Rothenberg leading it off, facing Ryan Harbin. Automatic runner on second is Carlos Pellegrin for Lakeland. Harbin set, first pitch to Rothenberg. Shows bunt, pitches to the backstop, and up to third. Ah, man, goes the runner Pellegrin. Go ahead, run 90 feet away now. Marauders 1-0 in extra inning games this season. Rothenberg is 1-for-4 tonight, an RBI double, two strikeouts, and a flyout. Infield in, 1-0 pitch from Harbin. Misses way outside with the fastball, 2-0 the count now. Harbin in a spot of trouble here now. Jesus Castillo playing first base for the first time this year. 2-0 pitch just catches a piece of the outside part of the plate. Good strike there for Harbin to get back in this count. Jesus Castillo has now played every position in the infield and left and right field this season. Harbin's 2-1 pitch to Rothenberg. Chops one to first, charged by Castillo. Runner coming home, throw to the plate's in time to get him. Score it 3-2, and Jesus Castillo with the first ball he's had to handle at first base all year. Does it like a pro. Fires to the plate. Planchart hangs on to the tag, and there's one away. Huge first out in the top of the 10th for Bradenton. Reaching first is Rothenberg on the fielder's choice. De La Cruz in the batter's box now. 1-for-4, a single, a pair of strikeouts, and a flyout for the right-handed hitting DH this evening. First pitch to the backstop. Another wild pitch from Harbin. Moves the go-ahead run up into scoring position just like that. Free bases. As Rothenberg's now a base hit away from giving Lakeland the lead. 1-0 the count to De La Cruz. Harbin trying to lock in on that K-zone. Avoid the wild pitches here. Swing and a miss. Powerful fastball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Harbin roars back. 95 on the gun from the righty. The only Florida native on this Marauder lineup. Boy from Bartow set the 1-1. Lined up the middle into center field. Rothenberg heading for third. He's going to be waved home as Polanco overruns the ball. Oh, man. The Tigers take the lead. Couple of mental mistakes here. The wild pitch and then that bobble in center from Polanco. And it's 6-5 Lakeland. RBI single for De La Cruz. Brings up Luke Gold. He's 1-for-3 in the game. Marauders got the crucial out at the plate. Rothenberg, who does not run that well, was on first, got up to second on a wild pitch and comes in to score there on the single and the bobble in center. Harbin set, first pitch to Luke Gold. Misses inside, gets away from Planchard. Runner stays at first, though. Man. Not sure if Planchard and Harbin are crossed up here, but we've seen a wild pitch, one mix of a wild pitch and pass ball, and they're almost another pass ball given away. Harbin's 1-0 to Gold. We'll have to wait. It's a rocket of a pickoff throw to first, diving back to the bank safely as the runner. Marauders will have 8-9-1 in the bottom of the 10th inning. 1-0. Fouled off behind the home plate area for strike one. Here in the top of the 10th, 5-4 Lakeland the score. Golds digs back in. 1-1, one away. Double play depth up the middle for the Marauders infield. Harbin fires. Fastball chopped foul, third base side for strike two. Harbin hunting a crucial second out in the inning. Romero Planchart and Torero, the three due up for Bradenton in the bottom half of this inning. We'll see if any pinch hitters come in and mix that around. Harbin checks, sets. 1-2 pitch to Luke Gold. Misses way upstairs and inside, a ball in the count, 2-2 now. Moises Valero on deck for Lakeland. Harbin's 2-2. Hit high and deep to right. That one way out of play, though. Out onto the concourse. And we'll do the 2-2 again. Oh, bouncing off the top row of the seats, rather. Stayed in play. Or in the confines of the ballpark, I should say. Harbin has the signs from Planchart. Righty checks first and sets. The 2-2. Popped foul over the Marauder dugout. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Back-to-back 2-2 offering spoiled away by Luke Gold. De La Cruz leads off first. Harbin comes set. The third 2-2 offering. Lined into left center field. That one's down for a hit. Up to second goes De La Cruz, and back-to-back singles for Lakeland. They have been on first and second with just one away here in the top of the 10th inning. Five hits in the last two innings of play for Lakeland. Moises Valero in 0-3, two strikeouts, a line out, and a walk for him tonight. Harbin's first pitch to him. Slider misses out, ball one. Marauders' only other extra inning game was an 11th inning victory when they beat Daytona here in the last homestand a little over 2 weeks ago. Pitch drilled to right. Foul and out of play, though. Strike evens up the count at 1-1. Harbin set. Check of the runner. The 1-1. Shot foul right field side. Out of play for strike two. Not a lot of swings and misses, but they all count the same. Harbin trying to keep Bradenton within a run. Give the offense a chance to roar back in the bottom of the 10th like they did in the 9th. Harbin set, check second, the 1-2. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher, Planchart, out number two. Strikeout for Harbin, and a big one at that. Brings up the 9 spot of Seth Stevenson. He singled in the 9th inning. Brought in a run for the Tigers. First pitch. Hit hard hit grounder. And Rivas boots it. That one's going to score at least one, probably two. It will score two. Heading for third. And sliding in there safe with a 2 RBI triple as Stevenson. Aaron Rivas makes it 7-4 Tigers. Top of the order now, and Dominic Johnson up. 1-for-5 with a double in the game. Three runs in the 9th, three runs in the 10th for Lakeland. Johnson takes a cut and a miss at a low off-speed delivery for strike one. Marauders will need one heck of a rally in the bottom of the 10th. They got the bats to do it. Harbin's 0-1. Slider at the knees, taken for a strike. It's 0-2. Harbin set. 0-2 pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss. Strike three, inning over. Lakeland get three in the top of the 10th. Marauders chasing a handful of runs. Three outs to work with, trying to mount an impressive rally when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican.
Back here for the bottom of the 10th on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB-TV, and Bally Sports Live. 7-4 Lakeland the score. Cliverth Perez will head back out there. He blew the save in the bottom of the ninth. Now a chance for his second save opportunity of the ball game. Nick Cimillo will pinch hit for Ryber Romero, who is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier Rivas, the runner, on second. Rodgers need three to force an 11th inning. Cimillo batting .217 on the season. First pitch to him from Perez. Takes fastball way up and out. Ball one. Rodgers trying to find some magic here in the home 10th. 1-0 pitch. Cimillo takes upstairs 2-0. Planchart, the catcher, on deck. Perez set, checks Rivas, 2-0. Cimillo fouls it off towards the press box. Out of play for strike one, 2-1 the count. Cimillo takes a deep breath, digs back in. Marauders need a good start here to try and rally. Perez checks Rivas as he brings the hands together. 2-1 pitch. Cimillo laid on a breaking ball, waited on it a little too long, fouls it off for strike two to even up the count. Two to Cimillo. Marauders down three. Got to get two men on to bring the tying run to the plate here in the home 10th. Perez fires. Misses high with a fastball in the count full. Cimillo with a tight take, but a good one. Walk does the same job as a hit here for Bradenton. One run's not going to matter. It's about getting base runners on and keeping that outs number below three. 3-2 to Cimillo. Hits one foul right field side out of play. And we'll do the full count pitch again. Nolasco drew a full count walk in the ninth off of Perez. Cimillo gets on, interested to see if they opt for a pinch runner for him. Time called. Cimillo steps out, adjusts the batting gloves. Now digs back into the right-handed batter's box. Perez set, checks Rivas. The full count pitch again to Cimillo. Hits one high and deep to center field. Center fielder back on it. He won't get there. That one bounces towards the warning track. Rivas sent to the plate by Gustavo Amaña. Cimillo into second with an RBI double. And the Marauders with some life here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Cimillo comes up in the clutch, drills one out to center. Rivas scores standing up. And the tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the 10th for Bradenton. It's Giovanni Planchart. He has an RBI single in the game, 1-for-3. Smoked a line drive out to center, but was snared on a reaching effort from Johnson. Pitch. Bouncer up the middle. Graham fields it in the hole. Throw to first is in time, and there's one away. Up to third goes Simillo. Planchart just missed squeezing that one into center field. Brings up and Manuel Torero. He singled in the first inning, since then has fallen silent at the plate. Three strikeouts for him in the third, fifth, and eighth inning. Simillo, the runner on third. Perez's first offering to Torero. Bunts it, pops it up towards first. Running hard is Torero. He's safe! Torero beats it out. The bunt that went directly to the first baseman. And Torero turns on the Jets and beats him out. Scoring on the play is Simillo. It's a one-run game. Infield RBI single for Torero. Shocked that he went for the bunt there. But man, did it pay off, and it brings Pirates number one overall prospect. Termar Johnson to the plate. He could win it with one swing here. Tying run on third, winning run at the plate. Termar. Umpire says he fouled it off. That'll be strike one. Awkward looking swing. Tried to check it. Ran up way inside on him. Perez set 0-1, one away. Tying run on first, the pitch. Termar takes, fastball misses away. 1-1 now. Nolasco in the on-deck circle. Tigers with two men up in their bullpen. Perez set 1-1, one away. Torero on first, the pitch to Termar. Fouls it off. Takes a hard cut at a high fastball. Strike two in the at-bat. Termar led off the bottom of the ninth with a double that sparked the run scoring home half that tied the game up then. What can he do here? The 1-2. Line drive, center field, down for a base hit. Up to second goes Torero. Termar Johnson with a double in the ninth and a single in the 10th. The winning run on in the bottom half of this inning for Bradenton. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco with a pair of walks, a base hit, and a line out in the game. And I think we're going to see a pitching change here for Lakeland. Manager out to the mound. Taking the ball is Andrew Graham. Perez's day ends. He lets up three runs. Marauders with men on first and second, one away. In the bottom half of the 10th inning, right-hander to the mound for Lakeland. Marauders a base hit away from tying it and a big fly away from winning it. 7-6, Lakeland the score in the bottom of the 10th. We'll step aside and rejoin you after the pitching change here on MILB-TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
bittersweet. She said my boy is a dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Back here in the bottom of the 10th at Leacom Park. Cam Brown, the new right-hander to the mound. For Lakeland, 4.91 ERA for him, 11 innings pitched. 6 earned, has given up a home run, 12 hits, striking out 16 and walking 5. Opponents batting 279 against him. Tying run on second, winning run on first, one away, first pitch to Nolasco. Big swing and a miss, breaking ball way, way outside for strike one. Base hit ties it. Gapper might win it. Brown set. 0-1 pitch to Nolasco. Fastball misses low in the count, even at one. Nolasco has walked twice, singled and lined out in the ball game. Got to make sure you're elevating the ball. Don't want nothing on the ground that could lead to a twin kill. 1-1 pitch with one away to Nolasco. Takes in the dirt. Great block by the catcher, Rothenberg. Hats off to him there. Jumping to his right, knocking it down with the chest. That would have moved the tying run up to third and the winning run on to second. Terrero's the runner on second. Tamar Johnson on first. Two of the fastest base runners in this lineup for Bradenton. On the paths now here in the bottom of the 10th. 2-1, one away, the pitch to Nolasco. Takes inside, 3-1. Charlene Polanco in the on-deck circle for Bradenton. Laid down a sack bunt to help manufacture the run in the bottom of the ninth. Brown set. 3-1. High fastball. Oh, wow. Somehow registers as a strike on ABS. That looked way up there. And the count's now full to Nolasco. Full count. One out. Tying run on second. Winning run on first. Brown, the righty, set. Pitch to Nolasco. Broken back grounder to third. That one's foul. Nolasco has to grab a fresh bat before facing another 3-2 pitch here. Talk about some drama on a Tuesday evening. See Terrero retreating to second. If Nolasco can put one down either of the foul lines or into the power alleys, you'll see Terrero score easily and might even see Tamar Johnson get the wave around third. From Gustavo Omana. Full count, one away. Two on. Second, 3-2 of the AB. Oh, man. Nolasco goes down looking. Fastball over the heart of the plate. Darn near right down the middle. And there's two away. You cannot go down looking in that situation. Brings in Charlene Polanco. Can he be a hero with two away? Brown set, checks Terrero, first pitch to Polanco. Check swing, low breaking ball, appeal. Oh, wow. No way. Field umpire says he went around. There's just no chance there. Have to say it. 0-1 the count to Polanco now. Tying run on second, the pitch. Chases one outside, does catch a piece of it though for strike two. Marauders down to their final strike. Terrero on second, Tamar Johnson on first. Brown set, the 0-2 pitch. Ball in the dirt, blocked by Rothenberg in the count 1-2. Charlene Polanco with the game resting on his bat here. One, two count, two away. Brown checks, fires to Polanco. Hard hit grounder towards first. That one will end the ball game. Valero steps on it, game over. 7-6, Lakeland the final. Polanco put a good swing on it, couldn't find the hole. 7-6, the Tigers take it in 10 innings. Marauders finish with six runs off 10 hits, one error. Bradenton leaves 5 on base, going 6 for 14 with runners in scoring position, a hearty mark for them this evening. For the Tigers, they pick up 7 runs off 13 hits, one error. 10 men left, 6 for 17. With runners in scoring position, Marauders led 3-1 going to the ninth inning. Tigers put up 3. Marauders answered back with 1 in the home ninth. Lakeland explode for another 3 spot in the top of the 10th. Marauders picked up 2, but comeback effort fell short. Belasco goes down looking, and Polanco grounds out to end this one here tonight. Marauders drop into third place with the loss after Dunedin beats Clearwater. Bradenton still 5 games off the first place Threshers. The winning pitcher in the ballgame tonight, as we welcome you back up here to wrap things up, is Clive Earth Perez. He gets a blown save and the win. His record to 3-0. Brown gets the save after tossing a pair of outs here in the ninth. Blown save for Walsh and a loss to Ryan Harbin for Bradenton. First runs of the season surrendered by Walsh. And Harbin's ERA just creeps above 2 with the 2 spot in the top of the 10th inning. Dominic Paracci, unfortunate not to get the win tonight. He tossed 5 innings for the Marauders, gave up just 3 hits, walking 1. 1 earned run, striking out 9 of the 20 men that he faced in his outing. We'll be back at it here tomorrow night, 6:30, first pitch at Leacom Park. Marauders expected to have Owen Kellington, the right-hander, from Montpelier, Vermont, on the mound. Bradenton dropping to 16-12. Lakeland improves to 12-16. Real tough one to swallow here tonight at Leacom Park. Can't beat around the bush about that one. 6 runs in the final 2 innings for Lakeland. Get them the win. We'll look to turn it around and crack the 3-game skid tomorrow night with Kellington on the mound. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Tough outcome. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of it. We'll see you tomorrow night on Bally Sports Live, MILB TV, and your Bradenton Marauders radio network.